It's now 11:15, time for Tuesday's edition of Late Junction with Max Reinhardt.
Whispering Pines by the band, sung by Richard Manuel, who co-wrote it with the other main songwriter for the band, Robbie Robertson. Four of the five members of the band sang, but they all swore that Richard Manuel was the lead singer. His plaintive soul voice with its cut glass falsetto fifth gear invoked the spirits of Bobby Bland and Ray Charles on the mic. And Whispering Pines was his potent but fragile hymn to the alienation and isolation he carried around inside. I'm Max Reinhardt. Welcome to Late Junction, and I'll be playing more music from Canadian luminaries tomorrow night, but right now we're staying with the potent and the fragile. From Fiona Torkington's pantheon of musicians touched by the divine, this is Dafa Youssef on vocals and Tigran Hamasyan on piano.
كفرت بدين الله والكفر عند المؤمنين حرام. كفرت
Breton traditional singer Éric Marchand, creating a new pluralistic tradition there with his trio. That was Entrepreneur from an album of the same name released about 20 years ago, and that trio of his featured one of world music's current stars, Thierry Robin, on oud, and Hamid Khan on tabla. More vocal splendor before that, as the Cardinal's Music, directed by Andrew Carwood, sang an 8-part motet by Francisco Guerrero, Regina Caeli. Moving from 16th century Spain to present-day Newcastle, the album Carleol is a musical eulogy to that metropolis on the Tyne. John Butcher and Rodri Davies give each track a location within the city, and this one is named Loche, after 18th century lawyer James Loche, whose statue doth bestride the staircase of the elegant neoclassical Lit and Phil building. But first, here's a long-distance moan from the original Texas blues man, Blind Lemon Jefferson.
Hide from me, so please do see. Her mouth, mind, by while at the same time.
and hide from me, but please still seek for me. Her thoughts went high from me. Her thoughts went high from me. Her thoughts went high from me, but please still seek for me. Her thoughts went high from me, but please still seek for me. Her thoughts went high from me. Unfair when nurses does it, shooting from deep within, aiming for the road. Her thoughts went high from me, but please still seek for me. Her thoughts went high from me, but please still seek for me.
Fight For Me by Gothenburg's dynamic duo Wild Birds and Peace Drums. Mariam Valentin is the voice and her husband Andreas Verlin the drums. And that version of a track from their Rivers CD was a remix by Vancouver-based DJ-producer Michael Redd of Lighter Sound. Bach's Goldberg variations have regularly haunted Lake Junction playlists, and this week, leading up to Halloween, he's really only here to attract such delicious hauntings. Bach wrote them for harpsichord, reputedly as pieces of calm and rather joyful music, to accompany the sleepless nights of Count Kayserlingk, then Russian ambassador to Berlin. Evidently, harpsichordist Johann Gottfried Goldberg would pop round to the Count in the small hours to make it happen. Not quite so exclusive, but equally inspirational and uplifting, here's Goldberg Variations numbers 25 to 28, played on the harp by Sylvain Blassel. Thank you. Natalie Merchant, If No One Ever Marries Me. The lyric is from a poem by Laurence Almatadema, an early 20th century English writer whose work is no longer well known to us, but you can hear she was every inch the soft-spoken clairvoyant that Natalie believes all true poets to be. Another haunting now. A visit from Bilo, the spirit that watches over the south of Madagascar. Bilo is also the personal ancestral spirit of every person. It's also, of course, the name of this song by Malgache. But before that supernatural manifestation, a track from the debut CD Love from London by Renu, the percussionist who has graced a whole range of bands from Grace Jones to the Alabama Three. Renu's CD invites you to listen into the whole musician that she is. For example, this, Twin, featuring Parisian vocalist Lackey.
Cold on hair, eating scones and muffins, lashings of butter and chocolate buttons. All grown up, but still a child. Feel like keeping her by my side. Struggle ahead. Kiss the cheek, tuck her in a cozy bed, keeping all the wolves at bay, and the demons from knocking on our door. One word she learned. Sentiments are over. I can phone my little games like sticking worms in her ears and scaring her from behind the doors. Eating chips and drinking wine, and time to time look at her 50s wine, only just as she knows me best. What weird and scary things we're in, my weird and very tweet.
la ba be di ya be di ya be di ya be ya sa.
Hey, keki ti er ti raza, keki ti er ti masi manau ya. Keki ti er ti raza, keki ti er ti masi manau ya. Kaiye ti ya se ti maere, kaiye ti ya se ti cerese, kaiye ti ya se ti kukula mo kilo.
Thank you.
Eclat by Manfred Knill and his Reduction Quartet. Manfred has written, "I wrote the fourth title Eclat for a person whom I know pretty well and whom I would like to know even better. I dedicated the piece to myself. More than that I cannot say." If you're tantalised by such scurrilous self-mystification or by anything else on Lake Junction tonight, please get in touch via the World Music message board on the Radio 3 web pages, or by email to lake.junction@bbc.co.uk, or by post to Lake Junction, BBC Radio 3, Broadcasting House, London, W1A, 1AA. It's a good week for numerology, along with all things superstitious, and for transcendental music. So, here's the third movement of the third of Beethoven's late piano sonatas, Sonata number 30. After this, what is left to write, as Schubert apparently said after hearing another late work of Beethoven. That was the third movement of Beethoven's Piano Sonata No. 13e, Opus 109. Maybe Simpiwe Dana can answer that question. Ndimi Kawe, I am a hero, a broken-winged bird. I will tear down this mountain, or I will die trying to live a life of dignity and peace.
Yeah.
Talvin Singh's Don'tWorry.com, one of his contributions to Bill Laswell's Tala Matrix project, now 10 years old. Who knows where the time goes? But here and now and in the present, Talvin is part of another iconic collaboration with Terry Riley and George Brooks. Their project, California Kirana, the West Coast legacy of Pran Nath, tours across the UK from 28th of October until the 5th of November. No recorded material is available yet. So to slake your thirst, I've just played some Talvin, now hear some Terry Riley. Sunrise of the Planetary Dream Collector, played by the Kronos Quartet. Thank you.
Thank you.
Terry Riley's Sunrise of the Planetary Dream Collector, performed by the Kronos Quartet. Terry writes, the work should always be able to be reformed or reconstructed. The way it appears on the record is definitely only one way of putting the building blocks together. Even though there's a written score, it is very much like what you'd have with a jazz head arrangement. And that goes hand in hand with the idea that there's a planetary dream collector who comes round every night collecting all the dreams on the planet so that they can be redistributed the next day. And don't forget, Terry Riley, George Brooks and Talvin Singh and their project California Kirana are on a 9-day tour in the UK from this Thursday night. And that brings us into sad proximity with the end of Lake Junction for tonight. Though, of course, you can listen again to this programme over the next 7 days via the Radio 3 web pages. I'm Max Reinhardt and I'll be back tomorrow night. But I'm going to leave you with a Nigerian high life classic from the 1950s, Taxi Driver, from Bobby Benson and his combo. But first, some non-twang music from Austin, Texas. Corey Allen's Data Love Project, with some good advice at this time of night. Hang up. Good night.
This is Through the Night on Radio 3, and I'm Susan Sharp, delighted to be keeping you company. Chamber music fills the first hour and a half of the early morning. To be more precise, piano trios by Haydn and Mendelssohn, all performed by the French musicians of the Wanderer Trio. They're beginning with Haydn, whose last 10 trios were written specifically for the piano rather than the harpsichord. They're known as the London Trios because Haydn composed them between 1794 and 97 during his second amazingly successful visit to England. This one, Haydn's Trio No. 27 in C, is one of three dedicated to the pianist Teresa Bartolozzi.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Wanderer Trio with Haydn's Trio No. 27 in C, dedicated to the pianist Teresa Bartolozzi, and given the demanding piano part, she was obviously a very accomplished pianist. Next, the Wanderer Trio are turning to Mendelssohn and the first of his piano trios in D minor. Mendelssohn completed it in 1839, and it prompted Schumann to call him the Mozart of the 19th century.